Hello, my name is Paul Harvey and I am a midlife coach, and you are listening to a Life, Passion and Business Shortcast. Now, over the last few years, I have spoken to hundreds of people and I've discovered that our story is everything, because what we do, feel or experience is based on the stories that we tell ourselves. This shortcast is a bite-sized episode to explore the ingredients of a good life. We bring out the thoughts, tips and tools so you can try them on for size. So let's explore and see what is possible. Hello and welcome to A Reflection. So how does anger feature in your life? Do you lose it on a regular basis, or are you in complete control of this situation? Interesting, isn't it? Anger is one of those things that's said to be the fuel that makes change or makes things happen. It certainly does make things happen, because it obviously causes all sorts of difficulty down the line, particularly when anger is directed at people who are not responsible, or indirected. I don't know how you define that. Anyway, whatever happens when we totally lose it, the red mist comes down, and that is when we are no longer in full control of our abilities, our strength, or various things. So where does it come from? How do we get to lose control quite so easily? And is there a safe way of expressing anger? All interesting stuff. So I was told many years ago in my early personal development work that anger is a fuel. Is the fuel to be focused and used to make change in your life. And it was a very powerful exercise to hear that. And it was very powerful to express anger in a safe environment. It certainly is very powerful stuff. The reason that people do lose it a lot of the time is when they do absolutely go off the deep end on something, is because they have been holding anger in. And that is incredibly unhealthy, and that is why we do see examples of really, really over the top expression of anger in something that's known as the burnt toast syndrome. So, you know, someone goes off the handle when someone burns the toast, but it wasn't the toast that's the real reason they're angry. It's all the other things that are happening in their life that they can't talk about. And that's the thing about anger, it builds up. Unless we find safe ways of venting it or removing it, it does build up in us until something goes and something snaps, and then it all comes out. And that's why anger is so explosive and, for many people, very, very hard to experience or be around. So I want to just have a quick exploration of why we get angry in the first place. What's going on here? So transgression of value is one of the things that can actually hit people. So in a society that is prescriptive in how we behave, then when someone of your family or someone that you know transgress those restrictions, it reflects badly on you, and therefore it impinges a value, and therefore anger ensues. Now, that was very much very prevalent in the UK kind of 50, 60 years ago, when what the Joneses thought about your family was really important. I don't see that level of anger so much these days being expressed around societies, not in the UK, but I would imagine it happens in other countries. And you do often hear of big expressions of anger in likes of countries where they do have particular rules around how people behave in society. And that's the thing, isn't it? It's about values. When a value gets transgressed, a value gets broken, a deeply held cultural belief or value, then that's where anger comes up, because it's not just about affecting me. It's what other people think of me because of what you have just done. It's interesting, since doing this work for the last 6 years, I've got to realize there are no right or wrongs. And that's a hard one to appreciate. Nothing is right or wrong. The universe don't care. That's the truth of it. And although, you know, we have rules about sex and marriage and rape and murder, in some circumstances, we allow them to happen. But then they're wrong. Yes, but we still allow them to happen in some circumstances. And you look in the animal kingdom, all of those things happen regardless. So it always is down to our own definition of what is right or wrong. And that's when we get angry, because it breaks our definition or breaks an agreement that we have. And there's another thing about causes anger. It's agreements. When we have reached an agreement with someone and they break that agreement, that also causes anger. It causes frustration, which can later turn into anger. The other reason people get angry or express anger is from fear. When they are fearful of a situation or where the situation will go, they get angry based on that fear. Anger is one of those safety things that we have. It's one of those fight mechanisms that we have to protect us from something that we perceive is a danger in some sorts. So physical aggression, physical expression of anger, again, is back down to fear of actually being hurt. So I'll hit first, I'll hit out first before I get hurt in some way. I'm not making any judgments on this stuff, whether it's right or wrong. As I've already said, there is no such thing as right or wrong. It's just about our own values and definitions of what is right or wrong. And I appreciate this stuff can be hard to accept in that context. Now, I mean, there are a plethora of courses and processes for anger management, because some people do hold or contain a lot of anger and they need to manage their process around anger. And I am not skilled in that to have that conversation. What I do know about anger is that if you can vent it early, before it becomes really extreme. So if you find something is pissing you off, deal with it early rather than dealing with it later. Because when we put things aside and keep ignoring the problem, that's when the problem grows. And the boil starts to fester until eventually it has to be lanced. So these are the things that have to be dealt with. And that is always challenging, because it's never easy to deal with conflict. And that's one of the reasons why anger can get so difficult, because people are conflict averse. And as long as we stay away from the conflict, all that's happening is the anger is building. So this is where you see people who are angry in one situation that they can't deal with. So they take the situation home and deal with it there. So often people who are violent in relationships is because they are angry outside of the relationship, and they bring it to the place where they know they won't get hurt. And it's horrible stuff, this. It's really difficult to deal with in that respect. And that's because, as a society, we don't teach people to deal with their anger or to express it in the right and say in a right and safe manner. So where can you express your anger? How can you express it? Well, if it is deep grained anger, it's going to have to be thumping cushions or something. It's going to have to be somewhere where you can express it and hit out at something. Hitting things with fists and kicking things, although it pushes the anger out, it also pushes the thing back in again. Because when you hit something with a fist, it hits you back with equal energy, equal force, and that hurts. And the pain itself is a way of actually, it pushes the anger back in, doesn't actually release it. So a lot of therapists will have people hitting cushions, hitting something which doesn't actually hurt them back. I once met a guy who was so angry in his life with things that had happened that he used to inflict pain on himself. And this is where self-harm comes from. And what he was trying to do was he was trying to balance the pain on the outside with the pain on the inside. Very scary stuff to see people doing this sort of stuff. Very scary. And it takes a lot of work to unpick that for people. But that's not my business. That's not what I do. I work with people in terms of helping them support on the positive side of the thing. And if we're going to get into some deep anger stuff, we have to take that somewhere else. But I'm certainly can refer people to that solution. So if you are someone that needs to express your anger, what's the best solution? Hit cushions. Really, really get verbal with it. How angry you are. You swear, shout, spit, that sort of stuff. It really is about getting that stuff out of your body, because it is, on some level, quite toxic. I mean, I remember doing a project called The Mastery where they explored this topic of anger, and they had an anger exercise. It's all about screaming and shouting and yelling, basically, in a space to get rid of your anger. But the guy who was actually leading this exercise said, you know, when you hold anger in your body, if you can realize the amount of energy that it is that you are releasing when you actually shout and scream that anger in, it takes all of that energy and a little bit more to hold it back inside. If you've been really raging somewhere, and then just think about how much energy you have just put out. And if that was inside you, what was it doing to you? And there is a lot of evidence that suggests that holding our anger is not healthy for us. So if you can find a way of safely exploring your anger, I would encourage you to do it. Actually, there's one thing to really watch young children express anger and emotions generally. They do it very, very well. They will express it and they let go of it. They don't hold it at all. And only when people demand of them that they control their anger does it. It's not helpful. Young children are very good at actually when they do this. So that's my thoughts on anger for today. It's something that we all experience, and it's something that we need to learn to be more expressive with. And it's very true. As I said at the beginning, someone who can use their anger at a situation can really use it to focus their energy and their efforts to make change in the world. You saw that with some of the climate change. I mean, you saw that with Greta when she went to see speak at Davos. She got really angry with people around her. And for her, it's probably a tool to get her into that space, in terms of that space of, like, you guys are responsible for this. Another example would be Bob Geldof. When he saw the situations happening in Africa, he got angry enough that he decided to create Live Aid concert in 1997, whatever it was. Anyway, all these sort of things happen because people use their anger to create energy, or use the energy of their anger to create change. Anyway, I'd love to hear your thoughts and views on anger. You do reach out to me. It's always good to have a chat. Anyway, as always, if you've enjoyed this podcast, if you found it useful, please share it with a friend, because that's how people like yourself find good podcasts. You know, share this, share any podcast. It's always good news to do so. If you need any help with this, your anger, your focus, anything else, do reach out to me. Happy to have a conversation, and maybe I can help you. Do check out the website lifepassionandbusiness.com for the various resources and the things that are available to you. Anyway, as always, thank you so much for your time and attention. I will catch you next time. All the best.